this isn't something that the members are taking lightly in the National Advocacy Service. So they carry out really vital work in the community, oftentimes with the most vulnerable citizens. You know, I think countrywide there's somewhere in the region of 1,500 disabled people that they provide different, you know, interventions for, whether it's representation to housing or justice or healthcare, whatever it is. But they play such a vital role. And all they were looking for, or are looking for, is so that they'd be paid in line with other people who are doing similar jobs countrywide. And they took their case to the Labour Court last January, I believe, and they got a very favourable recommendation. But their employer, that's the, you know, the Department of Social Protection and those within it, haven't implemented it. And it's left them with no other option to strike. And it's not something that they're taking lightly, let me tell you, because they're aware when they're striking, the people who they represent are losing out. But they're really in a very difficult position. And how it's got to this stage, it needs to be addressed, and it needs to be addressed quickly.
We saw earlier this week that they were out protesting, and I think, I suppose, particularly this part of the country, they're out in Sligo as well. Is that the last resort, you feel? What comes next after this?
Now, obviously, going on strike is a last resort for the employees. They're well aware that the people who they provide the service for are losing out. But they feel they've had no option to do with this. Like, let's not forget, this has gone on since last January. They went to the Labour Court. They got their favourable recommendations of what needed to be implemented. You know, things were put into process. But the employer, for whatever reason, isn't delivering on that. Like, let's, you know, there's been a lot of talk recently about, you know, the Aer Lingus strike. I mean, the total amount of money that would require an increase in salary for all of these employees across the board is equivalent to one pilot salary for the year. I mean, that in itself should say, I mean, you know, it's not a huge ask what they're asking for. It shouldn't be a massive, especially after the Labour Court, you know, recommended in their favour. It should be implemented, and it should be implemented very soon.